Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stevie Wonder. Imagine what he could have done with that 76ers song. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan. Phelps and Baskin.
And what if we would have had Paul McCartney do that too? No? Yeah? No? Would have been fun.
I think we should get Elton John involved.
Well, you know, they did a song together, didn't they? A little bit?
Elton John already wrote a Philadelphia Freedom song.
Oh, it was for tennis, dude.
Well, it was Philadelphia. Tennis.
You know what, Jeff? You can now go beyond the 6 to 10 a.m. with Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if you're wondering. With their emerging podcast scene, listen live on 92.3 The Fan, extra channel on the Odyssey app, and 92.3thefan.com, presented by X10 Technologies, or check out every single archived episode. But more than that, we have this for you. Oh, yeah! What is it? You know what that is? Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan and Seaside Events want to send you on the Browns Fan Cruise, March 3rd through the 7th. You want to know what the code word is right now?
I do.
It's Center. C-E-N-T-E-R. Center. No, it's not. Sorry. Wait a second. I forgot what day it was. Okay, let me give you the word. Jeff, today is what day? Wednesday all day?
Would be Wednesday all day.
It is Wednesday, yes. So that would mean the fan code word contest for today on Wednesday. Again, it is Wednesday. Cabin. C-A-B-I-N. C-A-B-I-N. That is the word for today. Cabin, my friends. Yes, that's the one that'll get you on the cruise. So enter that word at 92.3thefan.com. By the end of this hour to get qualified to win. Brought to you by Spirit Airlines, Seaside Events, and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Again, the code word is cabin, C-A-B-I-N. Thanks for playing, kids.
Andrew Berry had his press conference today at 10:30, the bi-week press conference. Keywords there, bi-week, because he did not want to look ahead to next season. Even though the Browns are sitting at 2-7 right now, and the big decisions for this team involve not the next 8 games as much as, unless you happen to win them all, they involve next year. And they involve a guy wearing number 4, and that's Deshaun Watson. What do you do? What do you do? Money owed to Deshaun, huge. Injury, Achilles, will he be ready at the start of the season? Anyhow, Andrew Berry was asked about him, 8 times anyway. And we're going to hear him from the top question all the way to the end and just kind of try to dissect anything here that Andrew said about Deshaun Watson. We'll begin from the top, plans for Deshaun and his play before his injury.
What are your plans? I mean, obviously he's going through the rehab or what have you. What are your plans for him as far as next season? Yeah, really our focus with Deshaun, I would say for any player with a season-ending injury and a major injury, is first and foremost with the recovery and to make sure that he gets healthy from the Achilles injury. You know, everything else we'll deal with at a later moment.
Have you assessed how he played, though, before he got hurt?
Yeah, I would say, you know, more broadly, Tom, we haven't played well as a team and we haven't played well as a unit on offense. And I think oftentimes when you don't play well on offense, obviously your starting quarterback and your play caller, you will get the most criticism. But the reality of it is offense is, it comes down to organization and synchronization. And, you know, there's just a lot of shared ownership across the different position groups in terms of why we didn't perform.
Okay. Nothing specific there, correct?
No, but he did have a phrase that the synchronization part, like, are we pointing the finger at synchronization for the inability?
Depends on what the incredible thought partner thought.
Oh, well, I guess that's what it must be. I wrote it down too. It's synchronization and what was the other word? There were two reasons why he felt like they weren't able to succeed what they wanted to succeed with him in. I just like clean up and synchronization. That's what it is.
Okay. Folks kept going, and good for them. Big picture on the trade for Deshaun Watson.
I'm really not in reflection mode. I think that's, I remember I got asked this about, you know, Dobbs last year. It's really more not really my focus at this point in the year. Our focus is really on finishing out the 2024 season, having the team play at a higher level, and then kind of we'll get to like those maybe longer term or big picture reflections at a later point in time.
Okay. Not looking until the end of the season. Again, not reflecting on a guy who can't play again this season.
Is Josh Dobbs, though, the right guy to be in that comparison range?
Well, like, because
I got asked those questions last year about Josh. Yeah, but Josh Dobbs was like the backup quarterback. And I mean,
You thought you had a backup quarterback in DTR.
I think he made $5 million over the whole year.
Right. There's a huge difference.
So I look at that and, or yeah, like five or somewhere between five and seven. He ended up like with, you know, $500,000 bonus. I'd say that like, oh, it's just a $500,000 bonus, but in my world, that would be gigantic. In your world, that would be gigantic. But I don't know how you can look at Deshaun Watson and kind of say, oh, yeah, well, I remember last year you guys asked me about Josh Dobbs. I'm like, the whole franchise wasn't sitting on Josh Dobbs' shoulders.
He was asked the, well, $230 million question that we still don't have an answer to. And after this answer, we still don't have an answer to.
I'd say this, like we've always said, you know, all of us were on board. Everyone's on board, and obviously, you know, with a big commitment in that regard, like that's always going to be the case.
And that was, did he make the trade for Deshaun Watson on his own? Nope, we were all on board.
And after that, he put Captain America's shield down and laid it down on the ground and then answered more questions. Because that's all he was doing, was deflecting. Yes, like how do you think that went down? And we're still asking this question. From day one.
We don't know the answer to it.
You know, groupthink says, well,
we can figure out, we think, what went down.
Well, someone in the group had to say, hey, should we go get Deshaun Watson? You think we got a chance here, right? Someone had to bring that up. Or is that just on today's menu, we'll look at quarterbacks who are available. Someone had to say yes. One person had to say yes to get the thing going. Right?
Yeah.
And now, will that person end up paying the price for even mentioning the subject?
I wonder,
somewhere down the road.
But who brought it up? Who brought it up first and foremost? Was it, you know, was it somebody in the front office? Was it Paul DePodesta? Was it Andrew? Or was it ownership?
I think that conversation starts with, I mean, if you're general manager, I don't have a problem with you bringing it up, because your job is to upgrade positions. And they felt like there was a quarterback that was an upgrade from Baker Mayfield. I can't believe we're still talking about this in 2024.
You know what the problem is here? Had Deshaun Watson come here and played the way he played in Houston, people would applaud the trade.
Sure.
That's the problem. He came here and he didn't play like he played in Houston. And
we knew he also had to sit out. That was another problem.
Well, I know, but so what?
If he sat out
11 games and since then had been what he was in Houston, nobody would be complaining about anything.
But he was sitting out because of a suspension, and that made it worse.
And guys have sat out because of a suspension before.
Now, to that extent? And been successful coming back?
Was Kareem Hunt embraced like crazy here?
Jeff, how many games did Kareem have to sit out?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Kareem Hunt doesn't touch the ball on every play.
All I know is that Kareem was embraced here, and I'm glad he was.
Yeah, I don't
love Kareem. And Deshaun was suspended. You knew that. As Mike Florio told us yesterday, there were four teams vying for him. The Browns weren't alone. Problem is, the guy showed up here and didn't play. You knew a suspension was coming. Fine. If the suspension was over and done with, and he'd have played the way he was supposed to play the last 2.5 years, there'd be no issues. But he hasn't, and that's the issue. He was asked, Mr. Andrew Berry, about Browns fans watching other quarterbacks other than Deshaun getting the job done.
When you're 2-7 entering the bye, you understand the fans' frustration. And we have not played consistently on offense, and it's shared ownership. It really is shared ownership. You know, we're capable of playing better. We should play better. And like I said, we're going to make the adjustments necessary to and improve our performance throughout the next 8 games, and then obviously make the adjustments to make sure we're not feeling this way the first 9 games of the year moving forward.
Okay. They're going to try and use these 8 games to get things on the right path. Okay. Andy, that's okay. I don't want them to play for a draft pick, do you?
No, I want them to play hard. I want them to make me think at the end of the season, oh, I wish they would have played like this in the beginning of the season because we'd be sitting in a playoff spot. Right now, they're the 5th pick. If you look at Tankathon, they have the 5th pick.
Well, I don't want them to tank to try and get a better draft choice. It's not the NBA.
No.
You're not getting Victor Wembanyama. Had a cough right in the middle of Wembanyama.
I heard that, Jeff.
That's tough.
Thanks for sharing.
I mean, Wembanyama is a tough enough name to say, but if you got a cough in the middle of it, that's never good. Deshaun wasn't playing well. Andrew Berry was asked about the thought process to leave him on the field and not go to Jameis Winston.
Number one, you know, Kevin and I discuss, you know, everything all the time. Full support of the decision to continue to play Deshaun. Obviously, it'll always be coach's decision in terms of like who's in the lineup and who's on the field. But that doesn't mean that we don't discuss everything. But you know, Kevin was being, as he always is truthful in those settings. I'd say this also to, you know, the issues of performance of the offense. It's a little bit what I alluded to earlier, that when we have performed the way that we have, it's never just one thing. And again, like I wish it was, because then it becomes an easier fix. But, you know, fortunately, like the unit in aggregate, there's shared ownership and responsibility in all areas.
That one got deep.
It was very, very deep.
Shared aggregate? Did I get that correct?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of dressing do you guys prefer on your word salad?
All I know is that
croutons. No, strawberry. That croutons. Is
croutons on your word salad.
I wonder if the croutons? Incredible thought partner came up with that.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff.
I mean, I could either go that direction or I can go this direction with you, which is with one breath, with one flow, you will know synchronicity, a sleep trance, a dream dance, a shared romance, synchronicity.
Sometimes I'm glad that
is that one or two.
Sometimes I'm glad that a Harvard guy is running this team.
Why did they have to have two? Why didn't they change the name?
Other times I'm not.
A connecting principle linked to the invisible.
There were three
almost
other.
Imperceptible.
There were three other.
Something inexpressible.
Distinct Deshaun Watson questions.
I love that.
Science insuspectable.
We'll dissect those next.
So inflexible.
Here on Sting and the Gang. Kind of like we've split open the frog. Like you did in biology class in 7th grade, and you see all the color inside and you think, oh my God, didn't know a frog was that colorful. We've split open this one and it's not that colorful inside. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. We have a couple of more things we're going to play here in a second.
It is funny that you bring up 7th grade because I think that's when synchronicity actually came out.
Okay.
And Dan, I'm still trying to figure out why did they do Synchronicity 1 and Synchronicity 2? A great album, phenomenal album, right? Came out in 83. I was in 10th grade then.
Two different melodies, two different, you know. I think it was probably one of those they tried to shove them together and it didn't sound right.
But don't use, like, I can visualize the two, I don't know, probably Sting having the argument with the boys saying, no, let's just name this one Synchronicity 2. Or they had different names for Synchronicity 2, and they're like, just call it Synchronicity 2. What do you think?
We got guys who want to talk to us. We got more Andrew Berry, and you're worried about Sting and the boys.
Yeah, I am.
When you and I start the music podcast and drag Nard in.
Can we do that?
As he's just annoyed, we'll go into this because there's a whole story behind it.
And you know the story.
Yeah, I'll tell you off the air.
All right, I want to know.
Because I don't think anybody cares besides you and I.
Jeffrey's in Cleveland. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, guys. This is my question to you or to Kev. Do you think Kev and Andrew will change their hardwiring now and let some starters play in the preseason games?
I don't know that that's the issue, Jeffrey. Some teams play their starters in the preseason, like the Kansas City Chiefs, who are undefeated, and other teams don't. I threw you a bone there, Jeff.
Jeffrey, let me ask you this. How many wins do you think these guys playing in the preseason would have been worth during the regular season?
Well, Deshaun certainly could have used it, couldn't he, Jeff?
I don't disagree. I'm just Absolutely. Curious. How many wins do you think that would have... They would have been more ready for Dallas?
I think we would have had a better idea of what a starter, who would be starting.
But we knew who was, we knew who the starters were. That wasn't the
part of it might have been your offensive line was so beat up, Jeff, that they didn't want to throw any quarterback out there, let alone Deshaun behind that offensive line with so many guys still coming back from injury.
Well, he probably won't change his hardwiring because I know Kev does not like to start his starters in preseason games.
That's true, and we have seen that. Let's hear more Andrew Berry stuff. He was asked on the fans' feelings about Deshaun Watson and if that impacts anything in their thought process.
So first and foremost, we love our fans. We know that they're passionate and they love the team. As we make decisions, organizationally, it'll always be within what we think is within the best interests of the franchise. And some of those will be popular, some of those will be unpopular, but that's really the way that we'll navigate it.
Anything, Andy?
No, it's GM speak, right?
Yeah.
There isn't a whole lot more to it than that. And it's just, he doesn't want to... You don't want to upset your current players. You want to keep your locker room tight, and you want to make sure that those guys are still heading towards the same goal, which I think he said throughout the press conference was, what did he say about not looking back or not looking forward? I can't remember which way he didn't want to look. Oh, he wasn't going to rehash things until the end of the season to kind of get a big picture on something.
Yeah, and he said that right away, and then our media brethren did what they were supposed to do and asked the questions anyway.
Right.
So I thought that was good. He was asked why he can't commit to Deshaun in the future. Let's see.
Given the resources that you placed into bringing Deshaun here from the draft capital to the contract, the way you've talked about Deshaun in terms of being a guy that's here for several contracts, given health, given that he's healthy, why can't you commit to him still being the quarterback of the future here?
Yeah, I'd say this. Our focus, again, organizationally, is on making sure that he gets healthy. Just the reality of it is with any season-ending injury, there is some uncertainty in terms of the recovery, and so our focus is on making sure that he gets healthy, and then we can move from there.
So a decision on his future would be more so based on health as opposed to what you've seen on the field in terms of performance?
No, I'd say this. Again, our focus is on getting him healthy, and we'll go from there.
First of all, fantastic follow-up question.
Well done on both fronts, actually. The issue there is this. It's hard to argue with what Andrew Berry said there, even though you want to, because the health was a perfect way for him to dodge the question.
But it's still the appropriate response.
It's still the appropriate... I know, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, The dude did go to Harvard,
and he put that to use today.
Yeah, I'm not going to kick a guy while he's down and injured. That's
Absolutely not. But he was able to not give you anything there because he was able to go right to health and healing.
Right.
And which is probably exactly what he should have done.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, man, it'll drive you nuts.
Well... All right, put yourself in Deshaun's shoes and listen to that answer. You okay with that?
No, right now, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm probably thinking, wait a minute. I agreed to the trade. I took the contract. It's a great contract. Thanks. You can't say I'm the starter here?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was, if you're going to flip it, and that's a great idea. If you're Deshaun, you got to think, what the hey? You can't say that I'm the starting quarterback? You're worried about me getting healthy first before you say that? Interesting. I'm going to call my agent and ask to get traded.
Oh. Woo-hoo! Still doesn't help you with dead cap. No, right, Dan?
Doesn't help you at all.
No.
Easy, Dan. Go, don't go. Mary Kay Cabot finished things up late. Possibility that Deshaun Watson actually plays quarterback for the Browns again.
there a world in which Deshaun Watson can come back here and play more football for you guys again?
Yeah, I think that's always possible.
Again, I ask you, if you're Deshaun Watson and you hear that, what do you think?
He used the word possible instead of, oh, absolutely.
Without a doubt.
He's definitely going to play quarterback for us again. Yeah, I know.
If that's Patrick Mahomes, there's no question.
Should we read into that? Should we actually think, wait a minute, he actually did tell us something there? Because he didn't commit.
But his job isn't to... If they would have said Myles Garrett was in the same position, will Myles Garrett get his spot back if he was
injured?
Are
you kidding? When he's healthy, he's my starting defensive end.
One of the best in the game. Yeah. That might be a little bit of a telling sign to him.
Might be.
But they're also asking...
It also might be this, and if this is it, Andy, well, then good for Andrew Berry. I'm not going to commit to him because he's not healthy right now. But by not committing to him, maybe that sends him a message that his level of play is not acceptable. And if he has to sit here on the bench, he's going to sit here on the bench while we play Sam Darnold or while we play Jameis Winston.
Is Deshaun Kizer available?
Andy, I'm serious. Who would you rather have a quarterback right now? Wouldn't you rather have Jameis Winston? Wouldn't you rather have Sam Darnold?
At this point, yeah.
I'd probably rather have Derek Carr.
I was happy with Joe Flacco.
Bill's in Parma. Bill.
Boy, you guys are on top of your game. You know, this question about synchronicity 1 and 2.
Thank you.
I tell you, never let me down. Just think about the group Chicago.
Okay. Huh? I'm listening.
Well, remember Chicago 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Nothing but numbers until the very end.
I tell you what, that is really, really a musical group right there. Hey, you know, when you talk to Greg Williams, you know, he's from Missouri. He's from Excelsior Springs, Missouri.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and nothing but, you know, the tough people come from there. But they teach us in Missouri in the 10th grade to ask questions like this. Because when you're dealing with Harvard people, they want you to have their nose up just a little bit, and you have to bring it down a little bit. And so how you would ask the question is, hey, Andrew, could you tell us the top three reasons why the Browns suck this year? And because when he puts the word aggregate, and then first and foremost, it doesn't really kind of go into the water the same way. And it really tries to pin him down. The other thing is this. And the other question I would ask is this. Andrew, I really want to know, you're able to keep a job in which you may blow $250 million and a bushel of draft picks, and there's a possibility you'll keep your job. How do you do that? Because that is really a skill.
Hmm. I'm going to go check out the Hall of Water Museum located in Excelsior Springs just because of you, Bill. Thank you.
All right.
Bill, you're an incredible thought partner. Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bill in Parma.
Paul's an incredible thought partner.
So is Bill. Hmm. So
the
really,
Hall of Waters.
You know, I'm going to go ahead. I mean, we're going to dissect the last couple of things that he said there. Andy, the fact that he did not say at any point that Deshaun is the starting quarterback next year, I think should send a message to Deshaun that he better step it up. I mean, I honestly think you could go into training camp and there's a position battle at quarterback. Depending on who they bring in, the type of guy they bring in. If you look around the league, let's just say, okay?
Okay.
No, nobody's going to like some of the names I'm going to throw out. Let's just say Andy Dalton is a free agent. And you decide, we're going to bring in Andy Dalton. He's going to be this year's Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston. Deshaun, go beat him out. If not, you're going to sit. We have to pay you regardless.
How is he going to beat him out? Does that mean they're going to play against each other during the preseason?
Well, how do you ever have a position battle?
Yeah, well, you could do it during practice. And
exactly.
You don't have to do it open to the public.
That's up to the coaches. But the fact that the fact that he was non-committal, I think, might be telling.
Yeah, I that's the most important thing I guess he didn't say today, is that he didn't give an overwhelming, yes, he's our quarterback of the future.
It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.